From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. German police say some 12,200 refugees seeking asylum in the European Union flooded into the German city of Munich on Saturday, and more continue to stream into the city today. Meantime, tensions are mounting in Hungary ahead of the government's promised crackdown Tuesday on migrants crossing into Hungary from Serbia. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim reports from Budapest.
The steady flow of migrants into Hungary from Serbia may come to a sudden halt on Tuesday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has promised tough action against anyone crossing the border illegally from that day onwards. Doing so could mean 3 years in prison. Trying to cut the newly erected fence could mean 5 years. Anyone entering Hungary will have to file for asylum. But first, they will have to prove they could not file for asylum in Serbia. The Hungarian Helsinki Committee Human Rights Group has called this a blanket authorization to reject 99% of asylum claims. The government has already moved several thousand soldiers to the border to bolster police already assigned there. Meanwhile, volunteers helping the migrants say they will continue their work. Ayesha Tanzim, VOA News, Budapest.
In Palestine, Israel police and Palestinians clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem today on the eve of the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has escalated because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Jews revere the site as the Temple Mount and regard it as their holiest site. Muslims call it the Noble Sanctuary and revert it as their third holiest site. A spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire. Both government and rebels trade accusations about violations of the ceasefire accord. This is VOA News. Security forces in Turkey say at least three police officers are dead in the southeastern part of the country in fighting between police and Kurdish militants. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bomb attack near a police checkpoint outside the city of Sirnak. Security forces pursued the suspects by helicopter, killing two as they fled. Another police officer was killed in Diyarbakir province in a rocket attack by the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Kurdish forces backed by airstrikes from a U.S. coalition have driven Islamic State militants out of nine villages in northern Iraq. More from Roger Wilkison.
Iraqi Kurdish fighters known as Peshmerga have successfully pushed the so-called Islamic State group's militants from parts of the northern Iraqi province of Kirkuk. The most recently liberated part is this village, where an IS flag can still be seen. The militants fled, but not before leaving roadside bombs to cause further destruction.
We have come to this village called Albu Muhammad and suffered from landmines which killed and wounded our fighters. If you look around, you will see that ISIS militants have left many explosives around us. Houses have also been destroyed.
Despite the militants' booby traps, which affect civilians and security forces alike, Peshmerga fighters are happy to be retaking their territory from the terrorist group. For Dilshad Anwar in Kirkuk, this is Roger Wilkerson, VOA News.
Yemen's exiled government says it will not participate in United Nations brokered peace talks unless Houthi rebels, in accordance with the UN resolution, withdraw from territory the rebels have already captured. The announcement follows a number of failed attempts to get the two factions together for peace talks. President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi fled Yemen earlier this year and has been operating his government from Saudi Arabia. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. Nuland also warned Saturday that Moscow must pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions, but if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that. And with regard to Crimea, sanctions stay in place on Crimea unless and until its sovereignty is returned to Ukraine.
Nuland spoke in the Ukraine capital of Kiev to a gathering of Ukrainian and foreign political and business dignitaries. Indian police say they are searching for a suspect who illegally stored explosives in a warehouse that ignited, killing at least 88 people, injuring about 100. Police said today they are looking for Rajendra Kaswa, believed to be on the run. He is accused of storing gelatin sticks, urea, which is a common fertilizer, and other explosive materials next to a restaurant in Petlawad in Madhya Pradesh state. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.